This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. It was an odd weekend for Easter. While we are social distancing and staying in place, many of our places of worship held online services. Our local florists were busy delivering Easter lilies to many. The beautiful trumpet-shaped white flowers. They symbolize purity, hope, and life. The spiritual essence of Easter, a time of renewal, something I know we're all looking forward to. The best way to care for your Easter lily is to keep cool. They like it around 60 to 65 degrees. They also prefer bright light, but out of direct sunlight. If your lily is wrapped in foil, punch a couple of holes in the bottom and place it on a saucer. This enables the excess water to drain. Speaking of water, water your lily when the soil surface is dry. Let the water drain out the bottom and get rid of what's left in the saucer. If you still have flowers to open, remove the yellow anthers before the pollen starts to shed. This prevents the pollen from staining those pretty white flowers and will also prolong its life. The Easter lily is a great gift to share joy, hope, and life. You can plant your Easter lily outside. Let it continue to grow for several more weeks. Then you'll cut off the entire stem. Put the plant, pot, and all into your refrigerator's vegetable crisper or a cool garage for about a month. In late May or early June, sink the entire soil ball, bulb, and all in your garden or plant in a pot. It should bloom in late August or so and grow to its natural height of 3 to 4 feet. I'll have much more information on GardenBite.com. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to CreeksideSoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.